This is the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Share your opinion now. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
We saw new data out this week about the average price of a home in Canada. It has gone up to in the $600,000 range Canada-wide. Here in the city for single-family homes, when you take out townhomes, it was into the $800,000 range. So the real estate market is red hot. First-time home buyers having issues getting into the market, and now people that work with mortgages are saying that one of the things that they're really starting to see is just parents gifting down payments to their kids to help get them into the market, help get them to the 20%. Shubha Dasgupta is with us on the line, the president of the Canadian Mortgage Brokers Association, CEO of Pineapple, a digital mortgage solution company, and is on the line. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So my first takeaway was I was born to parents that maybe don't have as much money as some people who are dealing with this situation. But when we say we're seeing it more and more, how common is this?
Yeah, you know, for first-time homebuyers right now, we're seeing, you know, anywhere between upwards of 30% of first-time homebuyers receiving a gifted down payment when purchasing that first home. You know, relatively and comparatively speaking, you know, if we look back about 5-6 years, even back to like 2015, we were seeing that number around 20%. So a pretty significant increase of first-time homebuyers that are utilizing a gift.
Now, when you're talking about the gift, is that just a partial down payment, or is the full down payment coming from mom and dad? What's most common there, do you find?
Yeah, most common we're seeing a partial down payment where first-time homebuyers are saving some money. They're just not able to get to that number that they need to get into the, you know, as you mentioned, red-hot housing market that we're seeing in Canada right now. So that's where we're seeing parents coming in to help supplement the balance and help get their children into home ownership.
We always talk about the 20% number, right, when you're doing a down payment to get there and to save a bit of money. But I'm hearing from some people who in this housing market is just so hot right now, they're saying, I'll pay the extra fees to just get into the market and maybe only put 5-10% down. What would your advice be to people who are struggling with that idea right now?
You know, getting into home ownership is a very important part of a lot of Canadians' life choices. You know, they feel a sense of security, they feel a sense of pride, and it's something that a lot of people strive to get towards. You know, the Canadian government has made it very flexible for us to get into home ownership with less than 20% down payment by using some of the insured mortgage strategies, putting 5-10% down. You know, for those Canadians that are striving towards home ownership that have the ability to do so, that's often a very preferred choice. You know, get into home ownership early, be able to benefit from the value of appreciation, and be able to get into the real estate market sooner rather than later. For those that are looking to save a little bit of money, you know, getting into that 20% down payment range helps them avoid the default mortgage insurance premium. Now, that premium's not that large when you consider it amortized over the life of the mortgage. You know, typically speaking, you're talking about $15 to $25 a month in payment for that premium. So a lot of people are willing to, you know, overlook that, pay it right now, and take advantage of home ownership earlier rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, over the term of a mortgage, that will obviously add up, but it might just be best for people to get in, because the problem with this market, as you know, is it doesn't show any signs of cooling anytime soon, does it?
It doesn't show any signs of cooling right now. You know, there's a tremendous demand into Canada. You know, we're seeing large immigration expected over the next few years. We're seeing a lot of housing formations taking place with the younger millennial cohort, as well as that older Gen Z cohort. So that demand is just outpacing the current supply and inventory that's available, which is continuously driving prices.
Saw the first interest rate increase just recently, and we expect possibly to see another one in this not so distant future. What has that been doing to demand for new mortgages? Has it cooled it down, or is it still kind of going business as normal?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's often not talked about is when you begin hearing about potential interest rate increases, that essentially drives a tremendous demand into the housing market. So over the last few months, as we were anticipating and building up toward this rate increase, we saw a lot of people trying to get ahead of it and get ahead of the curve by accelerating their timeline and getting into home ownership early. You know, since the Bank of Canada made that announcement a few weeks ago, we've certainly begun to see a little bit of a cooling off effect, more inventory coming onto the market, but nothing that's really substantial yet at this point. So we'll see what happens when Bank of Canada makes their next announcement in the coming weeks ahead and how that impacts the market.
Are you seeing people who are just really desperate to get into the market right now and are willing to overpay? That seems to be one, I guess overpay is maybe the wrong term because it's what the market's at right now. But are you seeing, I guess, demand for even bigger mortgages over the last year, maybe, where that's where we've really started to see it in Ottawa in the last maybe 18 months with the housing market being crazy? Other parts of the country, I guess it's been even higher, but people who are willing to go further than they may have been willing to go even just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we've seen this trend happening for many years now, even beyond the last 12 months and the last 24 months, where, you know, prices are just incrementally getting higher and higher, and people are willing to kind of pay those prices to be able to get into home ownership. You mentioned it in your question that really the market will dictate pricing. And, you know, with low interest rates and easier qualification, that's certainly been able to drive people to be able to afford higher mortgages as well as higher home values. And that's certainly been something that's been trending for many years now.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate the insight. It's an interesting it's been an interesting couple of years for mortgages for sure. I'm sure you're a very busy guy right now.
No, it's a pleasure. Always happy to be a part of the conversation. And yes, thanks so much for having us on.
Shubha Dasgupta, the president of the Canadian Mortgage Brokers Association and CEO of Pineapple, which they do digital mortgages. So as rates increase, maybe that'll cool it down a little bit, but not to be expecting it. 30% of new home buyers getting down payments, at least part of the down payment, gifted from their parents, up from 20% just a few years ago. So you're already seeing that big increase there. And the average home price in Canada went up to $846,000 last month, at the highest that it's been in a couple of years there. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Matt Harris in for Bill Carroll.